So hopefully we have learned something from this weekend. I know I have, okay? But the cool thing about teaching or preaching is that you learn 10 times more than what you think you teach. And just in the preparation for this weekend, it was just mind-boggling how much I've grown. And I hope you got a little bit of that, or I didn't do my job very good. So my honest and fervent prayer, and I prayed this morning, that all of us consider our roles in life. Consider our roles in our families, our schools, if we go to school, our jobs, our careers, all of it, our churches, our communities. Consider that role and how we can live unashamed for the gospel of Christ. It's about applying what we have learned. Our theme for the conference is this: I am not ashamed. With the text from the scripture is Romans 1:16. You've heard it a bunch of times. I'm going to say it again. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. We've covered that. I think fairly good. Again, I'm not a scholar, so probably somebody could do a lot better. But what I really wanted to focus on this morning is 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's turn there. Second Timothy chapter 1, we're going to break in at verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Verse 6, they're at verse 7 now. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. I'm going to stop there. Let's dig into this portion of Scripture, okay? Number one, 2 Timothy is a letter written from the Apostle Paul to his protege, for lack of better words, Timothy. It was written around AD 67, all right? And Paul spent a lot of time in prison for his faith, but this is his second time in prison. And it wasn't like the first time where he was under house arrest and he could get visitors. This is in a cold, dark Roman prison with chains. Not pleasant. I read the text and I put myself in a situation. I can't even begin to think what it's like trying to survive, much less trying to encourage other believers to keep going on. But because Paul was unashamed of the gospel, he's in prison. Yeah, you got to think about this. Paul, he gave up his career. Everything he had trained for in his life, like probably from a very young age to mid-teens into his 20s, I'm sure. He was trained as a Pharisee, right? He gave it up. The gospel of Christ. He was hunting down Christians when he became one. At this point in his life, he had been beaten, robbed, shipwrecked, and stoned. Giving up any semblance of a normal life for the work of the gospel, he literally planted churches all over the world, the known world at that time, And then he would have to go back and defend himself and his teaching and the Lord's teaching against the false teachers that had moved in after he had moved out. This guy didn't have an easy go of it, all right? And here he is writing this letter. He's cold. He's lonely. He has no...